Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, October the 10th, 2011. You know, I was doing a project on Saturday and had to run to Home Depot, and on the way back, I heard a little portion of a show on the radio. I had never heard this show before, but I gathered that the two hosts were experts on cars, and then people would call in with their questions. A young man wanted to know if it was really worth the extra money to get an upgraded S-Series on a car that he's planning to buy. They asked him what he was currently driving, and he told them it was a 2008 pickup. He wanted the new sporty car not to drive every day to work, but just when he was going out and about. They told him the S-Class was definitely worth the extra $4,000 or $5,000. Now, I don't know if he was going to buy it for cash or finance it, and it really doesn't bother me if someone wants and can afford another car. I know there are some that might take issue with that, but that's not the point of this podcast. I found it interesting what the hosts of the show did not ask the young man. They didn't ask him what kind of a job he had, nor how much money he was making. They didn't ask if he was going to finance the car or buy it for cash. They didn't even ask him if he had substantial money saved up either. Now, those would have been good questions to ask in a normal economy, don't you think? But in the economy we are living in today, those are critical questions. Today, job security is a thing of the past. Our economy and that of much of the world is at a critical state. Consumer spending is down due to two major factors. Many people are simply out of work and have no income. Many of those who are employed are trying to save some money, not knowing what's around the corner. Now, I know there are lots of people hoping and praying that things will turn around. I, too, am hoping and praying that things will turn around, but it doesn't change the facts of where things are right now, today. These are definitely times to be very smart with the dollars that we have. Now, of course, we look to God, trusting Him to help us and to supply our needs, right? But God doesn't expect us to be stupid and oblivious either. There are records in the Bible that address this perspective. Joseph in Egypt is one example that comes to mind. And one more point. While we ought to be cautious in our buying, we certainly should not stop giving. The law of giving and receiving is documented in the Old Testament, the Gospels, and in the New Testament. It is a law that works just as consistently as the law of gravity. Personally, I've been faithfully practicing this law since 1976. And you know something? In those 35 years, there have been times of very good abundance, as well as lean times. Life has an ebb and flow. But even in those lean times, I have always had food and shelter, and even a few extras. I have never been on the street begging for bread. In tough economic times, there are those who stop giving their tithe, abundant giving, abundant sharing, or whatever you'd like to call it. But the promise from God concerning this law of giving and receiving ought to encourage anyone and everyone, regardless of their situation, to continue to operate it. But always remember, give with believing, expecting to receive back. God set up this law so that we would receive back more than we give. I mean, it wouldn't make sense to give a dollar and get back a dollar, would it? But we must expect to receive back, expect and believe His promise is true. God is always faithful, and in these treacherous economic times, continue to give, looking for and expecting His blessings back on your life. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. Thanks again for listening. Till next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.